One thing that Kim didn't mention was that I'm also very happy to be working here in Girona. Not only is it a great city to live in, but in terms of water research, there's a lot of great researchers here at Lecchia, across the parking lot at ICRA. There's also the Catalan Water Partnership, who has its office here at the Scientific Park. There's also a water campus here at the Scientific Park, so there's a lot going on in terms of water research here in Girona. I think you're going to be hearing more and more about it, and I feel very fortunate to have landed here and get the opportunity to work with these people on a day-to-day basis. So I'm actually here to speak about one of the research products from the Lecchia EDSS research line. It's an environmental decision support system for sustainable wastewater treatment plant design. And we'll focus a little bit more on the business case for such a research product, because as scientists and engineers, it's not exactly our strong point, but I think it's becoming more and more important for us. So just to acknowledge the co-authors quickly, Dr. Manuel Garrido, who was here, who was involved in the development of the tool, is now in California, and Kim Comas and Manuel Poc. So we'll kind of build the business case for the tool by talking about today's challenges in the water sector, the state of the art for wastewater treatment technology selection, give the basics for the Novedad. Okay, thanks. Give the basics for the Novedad EDSS software, talk about the market potential, a couple case studies, the technology transfer side of the Novedad EDSS story, and conclusions. Okay. People hear me or no?
Si, 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 si.
No. No? No. Maybe this one? So I guess the entertainment business is not one of our strong points either. But to start with today's challenges in the water sector, we're seeing fast-growing urban environment. We're seeing rapid urban development across many parts of the world, specifically China, India, countries in the Middle East, Africa, and Latin America. So to go along with this urban development, there's a need for new wastewater treatment plants to keep up with the demand and to meet the public health and ecological standards that are increasingly being enforced and no longer ignored. We're also seeing the need to meet stricter water quality standards. So in more developed countries where growth is not as fast, like in the US and Europe, new wastewater treatment plants are in less demand, but there's still a need to retrofit existing wastewater treatment plants to meet the more stringent legislation. So stricter water quality standards are driving technology and the need for technology selection. There's also climate change, water scarcity, and technology, which are all interrelated. Climate change impacts water and vice versa. So there's an increasing need for practicing water reuse. And this also drives technology and the need for technology selection. Then there's the treatment technology itself. There's a growing number of leading-edge technologies that are alternatives to conventional wastewater treatment. So we see that there's a physical need for this technology evaluation based on the factors just mentioned. And it's not that conventional technology is no longer relevant. It still is very relevant in some cases. So you need to evaluate whether you're better off with the leading edge technology or the conventional treatment. And the technology selection is important because the technology performance impacts the bottom line, your costs. There's also growing pressure for water utilities to be sustainable and practice sustainability. And one can say that, well, we have been doing that because we've always been addressing the three sustainability criteria, the environmental, social, political, and economic. Now further, better? Okay, thanks. And specific for the environmental, we've been focused mainly on the water quality, protecting and improving water quality. But now we're thinking more broadly and seeing what are the impacts of how we do that. So there's more focus on the environmental, specifically for greenhouse gas emissions, and looking at life cycle assessment. So as we can see today, it might not have been the case years ago, but as we can see today, selecting and designing a wastewater treatment plant is highly complex. So we need, I guess, to deterministic and heuristic knowledge to help in the selection, and we need an integrated evaluation for the whole wastewater treatment plant, which means that we need environmental decision support system to help integrate, process, and interpret the data for the wastewater treatment plant selection. Because if we look at the current approach, there isn't such a system. Basically, there's a collection of individual tools. So for example, for the technology performance, there's wastewater treatment plant simulators, which are very powerful tools. We can get very detailed information from them. And many times we use them for design, for doing process optimization, for research. But they also require a lot of detailed information to put into them, to use them. For basically for each technology you want to evaluate, you have to build a separate model for each technology. So it can be very time consuming. Very powerful, but very time consuming. For costs, we maintain separate cost databases, so spreadsheets. So the information that we get from the model, we have to use to assign costs for the different outputs. So that's done separately. We even have software to help us with the criteria, so looking at criteria weightings, economic, non-economic, and technical criteria. For the environmental impact, there's LCA software. So again, you can get very detailed information from the LCA software. And but again, that requires a lot of detailed input. But using the information from the wastewater treatment plant simulators, we can use the LCA software. Closer, further away, close. So I'm getting both, but try to find the optimum here. So then taking the outputs of all these individual tools, then you have to integrate them. And it's an iterative process, because for each technology you want to evaluate, you have to go through the whole process again. So as we can see, it becomes very time consuming. So recognizing these limitations in the current approach, the Novedad EDSM software was developed through the Novedad Consolidar project, which was a research consortium of 9 Spanish universities and 2 Dutch universities. So what the Novedad EDSS tool does, it does what is already being done, but it also streamlines the whole process by integrating the technology, performance, cost, and environmental impact data all into one platform. So this significantly reduces the amount of time to evaluate technologies. And time, one way or another, no matter who you are, always equals money. So for consultancy, for example, when they're pursuing projects, and they can give more competitive proposals because they can do the same job for less time and more money because they charge strictly based on the time. For a utility, they now maybe not have to hire an additional person because they can do more with their resources. Or looking at the other end, because they can do more things, maybe they need to hire more people. But either way, it's more efficient. What Denovidar also does, it includes a cost-benefit analysis with environmental externalities. So through a partnership with the University of Valencia, one of the other Denovidar partners, the tool adds shadow pricing for things like better water quality, reuse, etc. So in the tool, you can define the following for any given scenario, like the influent data, the effluent requirements, your priorities, cost-benefit data, etc. Then what the tool does, taking that information, and uses its engine. So it has a series of knowledge bases, and it looks at, generates different alternatives, selects the viable ones, and then ranks them. So what you get is essentially a process flow sheet for the whole plant. And you get for each unit process, you get information with regard to the performance, the cost, and the environmental impact. And you get some scores for the secondary alternatives. So it does the ranking on the secondary alternatives, then gives you a summary for the whole plant, the score for the secondary alternative. So it gives a robust decision support and provides a scoring based on a combination of weighting of the following categories, economic and the non-economic. So with this, recognizing the tool's capabilities, the next step was to look at the market potential. And one of the key attractions of the tool is this eco-sustainability feature that it has in terms of assessing environmental impact of different technologies. And we know that that's important because we're seeing actually specific conferences on eco-wastewater treatment. And the Eco-SDP conference coming up in June in Verona is one of these. I believe Francesco Fattoni is here, is the organizer from the University of Verona. And here we just show potential end users and benefactors of this type of tool. So they range from cities who are wanting to be more green, consultancies, the full service firms, the Suez's, the Veolia's, software companies, and universities, because the tool is not a perfect tool. We're innovative, but not innovative enough to have a tool that's going to be good for many, many years to come. I think there's going to be many opportunities to do further research and improve the tool, or add newer technologies, etc. So in terms of the market potential, we see possibilities for promotional, political, and technical. In terms of the technical, it can help experts, it can help utilities and designers, and something that's not here listed that we shouldn't forget, it can also be an academic tool for teaching. So I actually got the opportunity to use a tool guest lecturing for a master's course. So take a quick look at a couple case studies. So what we wanted to do is to compare the results of the tool with an actual project, the results of a past project using the current approach. So this was a project for the city of Fort Myers, Florida. So these were their constraints, and they had a short list of some alternatives. So these were the number of alternatives that they could feasibly evaluate. So there's maybe five here, but what the tool does, the Denovidar tool can evaluate many more than that at the same time. So these were the water quality effluent requirements, and these were the criteria weighting that they had, the actual criteria weighting. So we set up the equivalent in the tool and then ran the tool. One thing that we looked at was how it performed in terms of cost. So the cost and the Novedad and the state-of-the-art approach were very consistent. So in terms of the individual technologies, and then just to out of curiosity, we looked at the ratio of the cost between the individual technologies, and the ratios were also consistent. It's my alarm. So we also looked at the criteria comparison. So using the standard approach, you see that the MBR technology ranked slightly highest, with MBBR next, and the MLEs after that. Looking at the Novedad scores, it actually scored the MBBR slightly higher than the MBR, but I mean the difference in both cases in the scores are almost negligible. And we saw that in the actual case, the MBBR was one that was actually selected and recommended, which was, if you're going based on the Novedad, would have been the same recommendation. So we see that the actual results are consistent with the results of the Novedad EDSS, which was promising. And we looked at a case in Italy, working with a utility in Italy, where they were having to look at upgrading and retrofitting three existing plants versus constructing one large centralized plant. So we evaluated each, the retrofit upgrade of each of the individual existing plants, then combined the cost, the scores, the cost benefit analysis, the sludge and the energy, and then compared it to the Novedad's results for looking at the one centralized plant. So comparing the two, just take a snapshot here. In terms of the equivalent cost, the tool was saying that the one centralized plant would be more in terms of equivalent cost, but we actually expected that because the new plant was going to have additional things that the existing plants didn't have, like biogas production, for example. But then looking, that was for the whole treatment plant, but then looking at the secondary line, we see that the one centralized plant was actually more economical than upgrading the secondary lines of each of the individual plants. So then looking at the scores, the total score, the new centralized plant scored higher. In terms of the economic, it was slightly higher, as I previously mentioned, we expected. In terms of the environmental, it was more environmentally friendly to go with one large plant, new plant. And in terms of the operational criteria, the one large plant was more favorable. So essentially what this highlights is that in reality, the theoretical best configuration cannot always be selected because you have some constraints having to retrofit within existing facilities, whereas in the new plant you have a little bit more freedom and you can look at what is the actual best theoretical alternative. So now looking at the technology transfer side, which is actually where I came in terms of the project. Looking at the overall process, it started with the research through the Novedad Consolidator project, then the demo, and showing promising results, we were able to penetrate and enter into the commercialization phase, which we're under now. So looking at the whole picture in terms of the technology transfer and business case model, basically, the cycle starts with the physical drivers. We see the rapid urban development, the stricter water quality standards, and then recognizing the limitations in the current approach, which drove the research. Then from the research, we have the commercialization. So ending it with a Novedad in the yellow, Novedad EDSS licensing entity, which then creates business opportunities between the licensing entity and people like the consultancy. Now having the tool, the consultant, that creates business opportunities between the consultancy and the water authority or the utility. And there's also business opportunities between the licensing entity and the utility. Maybe they sell licenses directly to the utility for the utilities that want to do their own technology selection. And having these sustained physical drivers, we know we're going to continue to have to populate. We know cities are going to continue growing. There's going to be a continuous need for new wastewater treatment plants and technology selection. So basically keeping this whole cycle going. And then looking at the benefits for the licensing entity, obviously there's sales. For the consultancy, that means being more competitive and more projects. For the utility, there's reduced cost. And ultimately, it's the public that's benefiting. So it's nice to see and get the opportunity to work directly with something caught in this type of cycle. So to conclude, the Novedad EDSS research fills a real gap. We see it fills a real gap in the water sector. There's strong market potential. We see that the final step is always a human decision, but the Novedad EDSS software tool helps us arrive to that point. So it has strong potential for decision support. The software is still under development validation in the commercialization process. And we see that the Novedad EDSS story provides an effective technology transfer model. Thank you.
Molt bé, temps per preguntes, comentaris, qüestions per en José, per l'Eina.
Smaller ones. In that comparison, do you also take into account the transport of the wastewater?
You mean the collection to arriving at the treatment plant? Yes. No, that wasn't. I mean, maybe you have to now transport it to a new site. Is that what you mean?
Well, normally, if you have to transfer it to one site, it'll increase your transportation cost. So that would be additional.
There would be additional, of course, that you would have to take into account. I mean that you have to do that outside of the tool, but you should take that into account.
¿Alguna otra pregunta? Sí.
No, ya cambies micro.
Sí, sí, sí. Ara sí, no?
Castellano, vale. Sí, sí. ¿Así? Vale. Vale, bueno, muchas gracias por la presentación. Yo tenía una pregunta con respecto a la herramienta de ayuda, de soporte a la decisión. Yo entiendo que esta herramienta, cuantos más datos tenga, cuanto más información tenga, más realista será la solución que dé. Y toda la información que tiene ahora la herramienta se ha ido recopilando a lo largo del proyecto Novedad que ya ha acabado este año. ¿Hay alguna idea de que esta información se vaya actualizando? Porque, claro, las tecnologías que se incluyen en esta herramienta son bastante novedosas, con lo cual yo entiendo que, o sea, pues que ahí todavía hay bastante información que introducir, ¿no?
Sí. ¿Me oyes?
O sea, la pregunta es si ahora hay alguna idea, una vez terminado el proyecto, de ir actualizando otra vez esa herramienta con otra información que se vaya recopilando.
Sí, bueno, incluyes las tecnologías novedosas, claro, pero también muchas que son más tradicional. Vale. Básicamente, el libro de Metcalf está dentro de la herramienta. Pero sí hay un plan que parte del proceso de comercializar la herramienta, va a haber un tiempo de 3 años donde va a haber un doctorado que se va a especializar en introducir más datos, nuevos datos, revisar los que están adentro. Entonces, Sí, todavía sigue la historia del desarrollo de la herramienta.
Vale, gracias.
¿Una otra pregunta? Vale, no, doncs passarem a la següent. Sembla que ens hem de costar bastant amb aquell micro, quasi tocar-lo. Molt bé, gràcies, José.